The scale of stock losses across the fire-affected regions is unfolding as some farmers are allowed back to their properties, as we've mentioned, now that the fire threat has passed, immediately at least. Pictures of dead and burnt sheep and cattle lying in paddocks and along roads and highways are emerging from across New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. The Australian Defence Force has been deployed to begin digging mass graves for dead livestock. It is urgent. It is a race to avert a risk to public health. Rachel Mealy reports.
Farmers across the fire zone are adding up their losses. Michael Ryan farms cattle on his property at Talbingo near the New South Wales town of Batlow. He told ABC local radio in Riverina about the losses he's suffered.
We've lost a truck, a feed mixer for our feedlot, probably 30 tonne of pellets, 100 tonne of hay, plus one, two, three, four sheds, and probably an estimate of close to 60, 70 kilometres of fence lines. And they're not repairable. It's not as if it's burnt the place. Let's just burn them till crisp.
Despite all this, Michael Ryan counts himself as one of the lucky ones. He and his sons-in-law saved their home and so far haven't found any dead cattle on their property.
Yeah, we might have a few. Like, I've got to find them. We've got a lot of bush country. But out of probably 1,100 head, I haven't found any burnt yet. So,
David Johinke is the president of the Victorian Farmers Federation. He says cooler conditions have allowed many farmers to return today to assess the damage.
Look, it really does range for people who have been able to get through virtually unscathed to other people who have completely lost all of their farm and all of their animals. So it is quite a ranging scale of damage, and unfortunately when we get into the more alpine areas, the hotter the fire was and the more damage has occurred.
It's estimated that hundreds of thousands of livestock have died in the blazes. David Johinke says they should have a better picture about the overall stock losses towards the end of the week. For now, the more immediate concern is helping farmers to bury dead animals.
Well, it shouldn't be underestimated, that job of burying livestock. You've got to do that to prevent disease, as well as just the pure ability to work on those farms and just to tidy it up. So that's a massive job that's got to occur.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the federal government has sent 100 vets into the fire-affected regions to help farmers treat injured animals.
Of course, animal welfare, we've put 100 veterinarians into the field, and we want to make sure that the disposal of carcasses is done in a very efficient and very quick fashion, and that is happening with state authorities. But we also want to make sure that we've got, for those animals that can be saved, that we're there for them, and we've put 100 Commonwealth vets and others into the field, and we want to make sure we get to those farms and help those farmers out.
Cattle Council President Travis Tobin says the fires have hit an already depleted Australian herd.
The fires are adding to the challenges we were already facing due to the drought. So drought conditions have meant that female numbers sold to slaughter have increased rather than being retained for breeding. And this is obviously going to be exacerbated by those animals that have either perished or have to be sold early. The most recent predictions we were looking at was the herd number being down to 25.5 million by June this year, and that's numbers we haven't seen since the early 1990s.
Travis Tobin, the President of the Cattle Council of Australia. Our reporter there, Rachel Mealy.